All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here on this day. Today, I want to hit you with a deep thought, and I pray it provides motivation for how you read the Word of God, the biblical story, and everything that's there for you to soak in. You see, it's very important as we pick up the Bible or the chapters, pages, verses, whatever we're looking at, and it's helpful for us to insert our name into the story. You see, it's easy to talk about those people or those things or those times, but replace the name with your name. And all of a sudden, the laughter might stop or it might increase. The, oh, thank you, Jesus, might stop or it might increase. Whatever the case, you want to find yourself in the story. And I think the genius of Jesus in his life that we see in the words that he shared is Jesus asked a whole lot of questions. And that often put Jesus countercultural voice, countercultural perspective that was brought to bear, right? Because when he asked the question, people couldn't stay inside the box. They had to think outside the box. And I think the biblical story wants us thinking outside the box. We often get trapped and we don't get ourselves there. We use it to get boxes. We use it to build fences or walls around us to hem people in when the scripture story is actually there to unleash and yes, to guide and to inform, but to set you free. So here's the thought. And these things are within the stories that you see in the Bible, okay? And so are you ready for this? Genocide is biblical. Loving your enemy is biblical. But only one is Christ-like. Okay, you ready for another one? Slavery is biblical. Chain breaking is biblical. But only one is Christ-like. Patriarchy is biblical. Countercultural elevation of women is biblical, but only one is Christ-like. Retributive violence is biblical. Grace-filled restoration is biblical, but only one is Christ-like. Segregation is biblical. Unity is biblical. But only one is Christ-like. And so the word of caution here is Christ is the one who transforms. Not the Bible verse, not the page, not the citation, not the chapter, not the title. It's Christ who transforms. And he's in the midst of those stories, the stories that were written then, the stories that are still being written today, and the stories that will be written into the future. And that is why we say to be motivated, to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Do what he does. Live like he lives. Gives like he gives. Love like he loves. And that right there is life. And that's why we dive into the pages. That's why we continue to write God's story in the midst of our life, because we want to keep our eyes on him, to live Christ-like lives, because Christ-like lives are full, deeply meaningful, well-lived lives. And so on this day, may you be motivated to live like Christ, to do the works of Christ. And remember, within the biblical story, oftentimes when Jesus asked, he was deepening people to point them to what is Christ-like. So it might all be in there, but what is Christ-like? What's Christ-like is what transformed. All right, stay motivated. Good day.